T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, KMOX Sports from the new Bowl BMW Toyota Sports Desk.
I'm Tom Ackerman. We had the call last night on KMOX.
Tarasenko weaves his way into the neutral zone. They give him the red line. They gave him the blue line. He drives the goal. He scores! They gave it to him. He took it the whole way. And Tarasenko wins it for the Blues. Bring out the Zamboni. 21 wins on the season for St. Louis. It's a 3-2 final.
Boy, that was like an early Christmas present for Vladimir Tarasenko, Chris Kerber. Very nice. What a great win, especially after the tough news that morning that Jaden Schwartz would miss at least the next 6 weeks with an ankle injury.
I don't know exactly what happened on the breakdown with Buffalo, but when Tarasenko got the red line, when he got the blue line, the defenseman and the forward, I think, were adjusting to get in position in case he cut to the middle of the ice. And you could see Vladimir just recognize it, and he put the afterburners on and just went right past him to the outside. It was a play that Buffalo had actually allowed even 5-on-5. The Blues were able to go wide and drive the net several times, and this time it helped them win the hockey game.
And how about Braden Schenn scoring in the first minute as his line is broken up with the injury to Schwartz? He deflects the shot by Joel Edmondson, and the Blues were off and running. He's had an unbelievable year.
Well, I'm going to oversimplify this a little bit, but it just shows you that to score goals, you got to go to the net, and that's what he was doing. Joel Edmondson took a shot and never made it to the goaltender. It hit the skate of the defenseman right in front and deflected that way. Well, if Braden Schenn isn't going hard to the net and just assumes that this shot's going to be eaten up by the goaltender or something, he doesn't get that. So he's one of these players that will play in the right part of the ice to give himself a chance, and that's why he's been successful. I think it's been great to see.
It's one of the unfortunate things about hockey is that a shot can hit you in the skate, hit you in the foot, hit you in the ankle, and it can do damage. And we saw it happen a couple of times in the Red Wings game. Jaden Schwartz out for the foreseeable future. And then Alex Pietrangelo was also hit, and he was out yesterday. What's his future right now?
Well, they said yesterday he's day-to-day. The team isn't going to skate today. Alex may go out on his own to try and skate around, but they'll decide that tomorrow. I think what's interesting that comes out of that is who absorbed the minutes yesterday. And that pairing of Edmondson and Parayko really stepped up. Joel Edmondson playing over 25 minutes of the game. Colton Parayko getting over 27 minutes of the game. And so I think it speaks volume to the continued growth of those third-year players right there that, has the Blues set up extremely well defensively for not just now, but the foreseeable future.
I think it's a great point to be made as the Blues continue to get good minutes across the board, and now they have the number one record in the Western Conference and in the NHL, tied with Tampa Bay. Nice little showdown we got tomorrow night at Scott Trade.
Big-time showdown tomorrow night, and the first 12,000 fans get a sweatshirt hoodie featuring that blue note on the front, so tickets available at stlouisblues.com/tickets for that game. And Tampa has played two fewer games than the Blues, so there is the old game-in-hand scenario, but you get a head-to-head matchup, and it's going to be a good test. They played a great game down in Tampa, even though the Blues came out on the losing end, so I'm looking forward to some great entertainment tomorrow night.
Me too. I'll be in the house for that one. Appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Okay, Tom, have a great day today.
You too. There's Chris Kerber, the voice of the Blues on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.